Welcome to the M3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
PC3 IFL.
To the WV3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra, listening.
KC3 IFO listening.
Stand by, ARRL net starting shortly.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is KB3MXM. Thank you for joining us. I have 8 o'clock. Let's get started with our MDC Section EchoLink conference. Thank you for joining us. And we'll be moving through the list pretty quickly this evening with our repeaters also checked in. So we'll be back with you in just a moment. KB3MXM. All right, very good. Well, again, thank you for joining us this evening. It's been a rather busy month here at the section manager's desk. A lot of things have been going on, and I'm sure that many of you have been following the news with the activities in Ellicott City. I first want to thank all those members and Ares teams that participated. It was a unfortunate reoccurrence of events there in Ellicott City. We were first on the air, so that's very important. As a matter of fact, we were mentioned prominently in the Maryland Emergency Management Agency synopsis report that Ares is ready. That's good to know. And then there was a declaration by the governor, which allowed other radio assets to become available. So there is an important part of Ares, is that the capability of communication needs to be established before, during, and after disasters, and especially when they're declared. So we're working very, very, very closely with our partners at the state level on the ESF6 shelter program. And if you'd like to know more about that and learn where we are, what we're doing, please drop me an email or Jim Montgomery, WB3KAS. Take a short standby. Be right back. Also, a couple of schedule items that I'd like everyone to be aware of. Tomorrow is the HamFest. This is the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club Father's Day HamFest. It's being held in Arcadia, Maryland. Or near Arcadia, Maryland, at the Carnival Grounds in Upper Co. You'll find that in your Action News. That'll be the first field day or HamFest event that's in your Section News. So, and also next weekend's field day. Please let me know where you're going to be and let the staff know where you're going to be. I counted 17 field day sites. That's up from the 12 that I counted a week ago. So if you haven't registered your field day site on the league website, please do so you can be located. Stand by. And speaking of field day, you know it's impossible for one person to do that. And as always, we always like to see volunteers within staff to participate. And this year, I'm very fortunate, and I'm a little saddened by the fact that Brownie can't make it. He's going to a family reunion, and bravo to Brownie. Very, very important, and in his place, we're going to have our emergency section coordinator, Jim, WB3KAS, and our appointed external affairs and public information coordinator, Ken, Kilo Golf 4 Uniform Sierra November, are going to be helping this year and visiting a field day site. So list will be coming out soon, and right now we're just slicing and dicing, so get your field day site registered quickly so we can have you on the list. Let's take a break. All right, like to introduce our Atlantic Division Director was just there, Mr. Tom, W3TOM. He was there and he's gone. Let's see, Tom, are you checked in on any of the repeaters there, sir? If you are, please go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening to the net. This is Tom, W3TOM. And, yeah, the EchoLink wouldn't let me in, so we're on John's repeater here this evening. Full scale down here. It sounds real good. I just want to thank you for all you've done. You've been doing yeoman service as our section manager. We're very fortunate to have you on board. It was great to see everybody pull together for Ellicott City and the other pending disasters that have been underway. We've certainly had our hands full this year. And looking forward to seeing everyone on Sunday at the Barkham Fest. And that's going to be a bunch of fun. That's always a good gathering, good way to start Father's Day. And also, for those some of you, we'll see you at Frank Dunham and W3LPL's open house tomorrow up in Glenwood, Maryland, at his broadcast station, Hi Hi. So that's basically what we have this evening. Good evening. We'll be riding along, W3TOM.
Okay, very good. And this evening I'm going to try a little bit of multimedia, look at that. All right, so some of you may already know that there is a Maryland Section Twitter account that you can go to, and I'm sure you're all looking for a pencil or a piece of paper or something to write with. And I'm sure Scott's going to do me the honors of sticking it in the chat box here. So it's the @ Mike Delta Charlie Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima. That's MDCARRL. So go to Twitter, look for that account, and if you go there, I'm about to upload the current list that I have. I'm hoping I have all of them, but there's going to be a map with little tags on it of the current field day sites that I have on my map. I don't have Nanjamoy, and Pam has already said they're going to be down there. So I'm going to do that, and while I do that, I'm going to pass it over to W3YVQ. Yes, W3YVQ, Father Al, give us some insights into traffic handling or the national traffic system, and then you're going to be followed by Jim, WI3N. So we'll turn it over to Father Al. Go ahead, sir.
Very well. Good evening, Marty. And good evening, Tom, W3TOM, Jim, WY3N, and everyone else here tonight. A couple of matters of some interest. The Nets here in MDC often get together at the Barkham Fest near the food truck around noon. And if you run into fellows during the ham fest earlier in the day and you want to do that a little bit early, that's fine. Some of the folks I know have to leave as soon as they ride to go home and so forth. So if you finish up a little early and gather up around the food truck, you may get to shake hands with some folks you hear on the air. I've also been mentioning on the Nets that coming up here on field day next weekend, it would be a great exercise for your club or group of individuals to develop the ability to transmit messages digitally from your field day site. After all the fun of field day, it is, on the bottom line, an emergency communications field exercise. And we recommend that you try to make arrangements with one of your club members to take a backdoor TNC with you and either work on one of the gateway stations in the country on HF or one of the packet gateways here in MDC. Those stations respectively are listed in the stations list on the winlink.org site. But having the ability to appear at a field day site and send an email message out on WL2K to an iPad being carried by a visiting official, governor or other politicians or members of the public is a very impressive demonstration of real-time communications from an emergency site where we're simulating no available local infrastructure. And it's an impressive demonstration of what we can do. And just a few brief words about the format. Not only can you send radiograms out by a digital means to a station here in section for handling or on the digital traffic network through the third region hub in Philadelphia or digital traffic network in radiogram format, you can also send the content of ICS forms between the breaks on a radiogram, which makes it a hybrid radiogram. The check becomes ICS X-ray X-ray. And that way, those messages posted on DTN can be sent all over the country containing the ICS formatted text, which is in full email format with upper and lower case and all the punctuation. And you can, of course, simply save the contents of an ICS form to a text file and attach that to a radio email, which likewise you can send anywhere in the country to a particular client's addressee, client addressee, or multiple clients if you wish. Remember, when saving the ICS form content, to save the block number, the block title, and the colon before you type in the text that follows in that block. FEMA highly recommends preserving the block identity when transmitting ICS formatted traffic. Right. And for those of you who have employed FL Message, FL Message has the capability to extract the text information from an ICS form, whether it's a 213 or any of the others, and save it out to a text file. They also have a special arrangement for creating a specially formatted attachment to be sent along, which allows the ICS form to be reprinted with blocks on the other end, which is a nice feature. That's FL Message. So if you can transmit messages digitally, you can send us your section manager's report from the field day site, or plus additional traffic for bonus points going anywhere in the country. And you can do that at my voice at CW, or radio email, or DTN. More details this week if you have any questions. W3YVQ 730, and happy Father's Day.
All right, very good. Thank you, Father Al. And along with the traffic, and we talk about WinLink, you know, WinLink has capabilities to receive other information that's available through the WinLink system. That is a very capable system there. And also capabilities within WinMore, as some of you are quite familiar with that during our set exercises. And also the capabilities that might be found within your wireless devices or cell phones. There are some apps to download, so you can send digital using the Vox feature, voice-activated feature, and other very creative ways of doing that. So explore those and have them ready and be prepared, and look forward to your guest sharing in the amazement of communications. All right, let's go to WI3N, Mr. Jim Cross. You're up next, sir. Okay, no audio. All right, very good. Got that part. All right, Jim. No audio. All right, very good. Well, let's continue and move on here. Oh, I see Tom just joined us, TDH. Okay, I've got to update my list here. All right, let's go back to the news at hand. I just uploaded and also presented in the text box window there on Twitter. I just uploaded the current field day map from the league that I've actually annotated the flags on. I just wish they could do that. Like, you could select MDC, and it would put all the flags, you know, by all the bubbles, and then folks could just do a screenshot, like me, and find out where they're all at. All right, so that's been uploaded. Also, just a FYI on field day, very, very important. I would expect to see field day sites to have their safety officer in place. And you'll also see some other information in the section news, and I'll read it here to you. Although we don't expect to be called upon for emergency communications during field day, make sure that you have your local ARES ICS 205 frequency allocation list, and also monitor the NOAA National Weather Service weather radio by entering your location under the same code. Your cellular wireless device should be also set in alert mode, and please make routine checks of local weather conditions. All right, let's take a break. Everybody reset. This is KB3MXM. Maryland, D.C. Section, Echo Link Conference. All right. Thank you all for taking a short standby. Let's go to WB3GXW. Mr. John, thank you once again and always for your help on keeping the monthly MDC section conference link net up and running on your Echo Link repeater system. Please give us a few words, sir. What do you have to say for the group? Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Reference field day, the 443.45 repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland, which has pretty wide area coverage throughout the area, up towards Baltimore, down towards the Eastern Shore, up towards Gaithersburg, Poolsville, in the Northern Virginia, has a null weather radio system on it. So if there is, if there are watches or warnings for the greater metropolitan area, that repeater will come up with an alert, and know where the radio watches and warnings will be transmitted. So that's one way to help things out. Let me get a reset. Next item, the 443-45 repeater in Silver Spring, the N3HF repeater, will now log in automatically to the section net. I will no longer have to do a connect command and reconnect it after 10 minutes of activity. It will stay connected for the duration of the net. It will be in net mode. Next item is tomorrow is the Laurel Amateur Radio Club monthly test session. Just a gentle reminder that the technician question pool changes July 1st. So for those aspiring technicians, tomorrow is a good day to make this happen. The bulletins will be transmitted tomorrow evening, starting at 8 o'clock. That's about all I got. Something to consider for field day would just be listening to the 443-45 machine, and if any watches or warnings come up, you will definitely hear them. Back to net control, WB3GXW.
All right, John, WB3GXW, thank you very much for that information. Is that the, I looked that up, that's the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot, November 3 HF, is that correct?
That's affirmative, with a PL of 156.7, and it is probably the only Echo Link IRLP repeater in the area. It will do either Echo Link or IRLP. Obviously, we're on Echo Link right now. And there is a companion machine in Ocean City, N3HF, in Ocean City. That Echo Link node is N3HF-L, and the tone for that is 151.4, I believe. The Silver Spring machine is 156.7. So there you have it. The systems are up and running. Brand new repeater for the Silver Spring system. It's got a really nice footprint now, 100 watts. So really covers the area quite nicely. Back to you, Marty.
All right, very good. Thank you, John. I put that information in the chat window there. 443-450, PL-156-7, 100 watts with Echo Link IRLP in Silver Spring and with the NOAA weather radio alerts active when they're active. Thank you very much, John, for all that really great information. Really appreciate it. And remind those folks that testing session, Laurel, July 1st, the key's going to change, folks. The key's going to change. So, all right, let's go back to a few notes that I have here I'd like to share. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section Echo Link Conference on the WB3GXW. Warsh underscore node. I'll be right back. Stand by. Okay, many of you that have been working DX and continue to do so and looking for those D-Expeditions stations and any that may be available during field day, I did do a little cut and paste there. Father Al, I did get Butch sent me your numbers. I got those in there. I got those in there, but I didn't see anything on propagation. So It's the best I could do at 11 o'clock at night. But it looks like the solar cycle continues to wane off pretty rapidly. And the experts are saying that the smooth sunspot numbers over the last few months have been lower than forecasted. And there's no currently no indication of an early start to cycle 25, which is 2019. So with that in mind, propagation is always so important when you're doing long distance. Remember your beacon stations. And I looked at the long-range forecast. It looks like that we're going to have the possibility of maybe some showers. So that means we're going to have unstable air, and the likelihood of tropo is going to be pretty low. But on the other hand, given the time of year and the summer solstice on the 21st, there is some possibility of sporadic E for 10 and 6 meters. So keep the bands, keep your ear to the bands. You might get a quick opening in one of those areas and maybe just pull in a whole ton of stations. Break. Remember messaging on field day, messaging. I've gotten emails from several field day coordinators about sending messages to your section staff. My email address is on QRZ. It's also on the league website, as well as others. And you can use those references to send emails to us. With the modern technology, it goes to my phone. I'm not carrying around an HF station in the car. Sorry, guys, can't do that. So, and then we'll answer. So make sure your messages are in the pipeline. Have them ready on Saturday. And get them in the pipeline so that we can, so your section staff can get those. Also, not a bad idea to send messages to others if you happen to have some local civic leaders in your area that you know well, and without really surprising them because they might go to spam. Send them a message and tell them that the message is coming via remote location in their jurisdiction and in their constituency's areas. So that would be very, very helpful to them to know that that capability exists. Break. Okay, and the last thing I'm going to talk about, and then we'll go around once again around the horn here. The Amateur Radio Emergency Service is very, very important. It fills an essential place in the community, and it requires dedication. And it requires a lot of work in some cases to continue with that. We have been developing, that is your section staff, has been developing a good rapport with the Maryland Emergency Management Agency via the Department of Health Services in their ESF6 capabilities. And over the last 2.5 years, there has been an awful lot of good dialogue between that organization and your section. We've been invited to participate in the ESF6 shelter surveys for us to get situational awareness when it comes to communications, whole community communications such as amateur radio. Shelters typically open days or hours before a disaster, an expected disaster, obviously. We're not talking about unexpected earthquakes, things like that. But opening the shelter allows ARES members, when they are assigned, to set up, to go there, to identify themselves, and then and to ask the management, shelter management, or your MEMA representative from DHS to is there any need for you to be there? And sometimes they'll say yes, stick around, or no, I think we're good. That's very, very important. We continue to strengthen our served agency cooperation and recognition. Well, that means the continuity of operations there before, during, and after. So you are a vital part of that link in whole community RF communications. So thank you very much. And continue to strengthen your ARES groups. Make sure you're reporting regularly to your section emergency coordinator, and activities that involve your group, such as the Ellicott City. So if your reports were sent in without Ellicott City and you were activated, I'm going to have to know why, okay? I'm going to have to know why. Because we activated 8 counties. We got 5 to activate over 40 hams in 30 minutes. I know in those areas they were activated. So just to let you know. All right, let's take a break and everybody reset. KB3MXM, you're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Conference on the WB3GXW node, WASH_DC. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
All right, very good. Let's go to one of our partner repeaters here that are connected this evening. And Philip, I'm sure you're there too. As I like to do, I'm going to call the repeater. If the repeater operator is PSYOP is online, go ahead, Philip. You introduce yourself, have any comments, and then call for stations on your system. W3ICF repeater in Air Frederick. And Philip, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening there, Marty. W3ICF here. I know that I have one person there on the repeater by way of Echo Link. I've got Joe in there, KC3IFO. We'll bring him on in just a minute. And I don't know if there's anybody out on the RF side. We'll have to check for that. So if it's okay with you, I'll go ahead and bring Joe on board and let him check in. KC3IFO, is it okay to bring him on board, Marty?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and call their stations on your system, please.
KC3IFO, come ahead and check in to the ARRL Maryland DC section net. Go ahead, Joe. KC3IFO, W3ICF, you want to check into the net, please. Come ahead. Okay, not sure what's going on there. Let me make another call. Anyone on the RF side of the W3ICF-R repeater, anybody on the RF side like to check into the ARRL Maryland DC section net? Come ahead, please.
53, Foxtrot, Delta Kilo, Roland and Adam Sound.
Yeah, go ahead, Roland. Got any comments?
So, Marty and the group, no comments. Nice to see the net up and everybody participating, Phil. Thanks much. W3ICF, the fine group, W3FTK, and all be clear but listening.
Any additional RF check-ins on the W3ICF-R repeater? Come ahead, please. Last call. Sorry about that. You're not making a repeater. Not making a repeater. Could you try to get closer to a window or more power or something like that? Try one more time, please.
Kilo Bravo 3, Foxtrot, Whiskey, St. Mary's County.
Go ahead, St. Mary's County. I don't think you're coming through our repeater. I wasn't watching, but try again. Come back in.
Simplex node at the Hollywood Firehouse.
Marty, I don't think we have anybody else on the W3ICF. You want to pick up on this this one, and W3ICF will be clear.
Okay, Philip. Wow, KB3FWW, St. Mary's from Hollywood Firehouse. That's quite a haul. I'm going to have to check the Tropo tonight because you're making quite a haul from down there. Hey, thanks for checking in, and do you have anything for us from St. Mary's County you'd like to share? Go ahead. Oh, I see. To the firehouse 7 miles away. Okay, well, that's a good haul. That's a great great signal. I see you up here on the link system, KB3FWW link. Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in this evening, sir. And we'll have we're going to be sending our section staff out. I'm hoping to get someone down to your area. I think that's going to happen in Southern Maryland. So look forward to field day having a visitor. Okay. Okay, that was pretty impressive. All right, let's go to some of our other operators on here. I'm going to go down the list and then we'll check back with one of our repeaters here in just a moment. Also, I'd like to remind you to be very careful this year. Some new hams, or even those like myself who might have bought some new equipment, it's always very important that we do not be in a situation where we have any sort of frequency deconfliction. So listen first. Listen first. I know for a fact that my Bofang, when I first got it, would not let me break in on the repeater, so it was kind of hard checking in on the net until I found the setting that says that allows break in. Because as long as it was receiving a signal, it wouldn't let me transmit. So the point is, make sure that you're familiar with your equipment, familiar with your setup. Be very careful, especially at field day. You might be operating on club equipment or someone else's equipment. So just make sure that it's ready and it's prepared, and you know, ask the ask your safety officer there or another ham if the station is not being used, if it's ready to be used. And just remember, as I've pointed out, it's very, very important that we use the courtesy, polite. We want to be professional and in everything that we do. So if you're patient and doing things, I think all of those qualities are going to come out. All right, let's go up to KC3, Kilo, Lima, Juliet. Owen, do you have anything for us this evening? All right, nothing there. Let's go to Billy, K4MIN, Mike, Indian, November. Got anything for us, sir? All right, how about Tommy in November 3, Tango, Juliet, Oscar. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, good evening, Monty. Nothing for the net other than to say that the Bar Campfest is on Sunday, not Saturday. N3TJO, back to net control.
Oh, yes, thank you. Sunday. It's on Sunday, folks. It's on Sunday, not Saturday. Thank you very much, sir. All right, how about WB3IGW? David, do you have something to add for the group tonight? All right, let's go to Bill, KC3, Kilo, Zulu, Foxtrot.
Nothing for the net tonight. This is my first time listening. Very informative. Thank you, and happy Father's Day to all, and I'll be on the side. KC3, KZF.
All right, thank you for joining. And we send out a monthly, we mean a section staff. We send out a monthly news. You can find that on the ARRL site. If you look up MDC section, you'll see the latest news. Also, it can be delivered directly to your email inbox as you sign up for these services, these opportunities on the league website as a member. So very, very valuable. There's over 65 programs that ARRL provides to members, and as a member, those programs are available to you. All right, let's go to the November 3 HF. November 3 HF repeater system. Do we have anybody on the repeater system or the link system? Your call signs, please.
3SGH.
All right, there's November 3 SGH coming to us via the November 3 HF repeater system. Go ahead. Go ahead, November 3 SGH. Go ahead.
3SGH. I'm down in the near DC and coming through loud and clear. And it's kind of good that all this stuff works.
All right, very good. Could I get your first name, please?
Sure, it's Scott.
All right, Scott, thank you very much for joining us this evening, friend. And maybe perhaps you'll be checking in with one of the field day sites in a week or so, and someone will hear you on the air. Thanks again. All right, let's move on to the KA2JAI repeater system. And let's see, do we have, I think, is it Mike? Is he on? Okay, KA2JAI, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Not too much to report here, but I'll just say that I'm looking forward to the Hamfest on Sunday. My son is taking me off and takes me to the Father's Day Hamfest on Father's Day, and of course looking forward to Field Day too. So with that, I will ask others who are in the coverage area of the 442.3 in Annapolis wishing to check in to please call now. This is KA2JAI.
AB3YY. Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
KD3KWT with no comments.
All right, very good, Mike. I got Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo, and I got Paul KB3KWT. I just could not get the first call sign. Who was the first guy that checked in there? Go ahead and give me your call sign again, please.
Bravo 3, Yankee.
Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee Yankee, handle the bill.
This is KB3CMA repeater.
All right, very good. Thank you, Bill. Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee Yankee. And, Bill, do you have any comments for us this evening to share?
Just a comment to you. Thank you for using my WinLink packet node the other day. Hope it works well from your location. Other than that, no comment. AB3YY.
All right, thank you. Thank you indeed. All right, let's go down to WJ3K. Mr. Gordon, is that you? You're sounding good this evening, sir. Go ahead.
This is WJ3K, Whiskey Julia 3K, and his eye, Gordon. I'm up to my ears in data, Marty, and I'm distilling it and to try and make it into a useful form for generating some proposed frequencies for the amateur radio emergency service in the section. There's a lot to do before we get that nailed down, but I need to make it in an understandable fashion before we put it out, so I have not forgotten that task. That's it for the night, WJ3K.
Okay, Gordon, thank you. And that's very important. Very important for us to have accurate information. There are many places. You've got the R Finder thing. You've got QRZ. You've got, if you still have a repeater guidebook or other places on the internet, if you find mistakes, tell someone. It's very, very important. And if things change, we need to know. And share those things with our TMARC folks and repeater owners and publishers who publish this information so we can have accurate information. And then pulling that all together so that we have a comprehensive list for emergency communications. You would be surprised how difficult that can be sometimes, because all it takes is a couple of discrepancies or something named differently. It could be in one case it might be called Fort Frank, and another place it's FT Frank, and then of course the internet doesn't know better than that. So yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Gordon, for all of your hard work. Appreciate your help. All right, let's take a break. Everybody identify, this is KB3MXM. This is the monthly EchoLink section, or the Maryland DCA section EchoLink net on the WB3GXW Wash underscore node. We'll take a break for stations identified. Thank you.
This is Whiskey Julia 3 Kilo.
Morning. Alpha Hotel India, Wanda Brandywine, Maryland.
Okay, very good. Oh, yes, I know, John. Reset deep. It's just the world, way the world is. All right, let's go to KB3JQQ, Mr. Scott in Peeville. Mr. Scott, do you have anything to add tonight?
KB3JQQ.
All right. Of course, my link decides it's time to ID right when you pass it to me. Good evening, all. I'm kind of hoping that some of you folks will pass some of your traffic for field day in alternate formats other than using the Baltimore traffic net, because it's going to be pretty busy there, and I'm going to be sitting there for at least an hour. I know one guy's got 11 messages, so hopefully some of you guys will find some other outlets for your messages. If not, bring them and we'll get them transferred. Other than that, it was another beautiful day out, and got the Oriole game on. I think it's 0-0, but I don't expect them to get win number 20 tonight anyway. Back to net, KB3JQQ.
All right, very good, Scott. Thank you very much. Let me go ahead and mark you as in. And let's see. We have some Skywarn folks. It's always good to hear from them. First, let me go to Tom. W3TDH, Tom, from Skywarn DC, sir, go ahead.
Well, things are pretty normal right now here in
CWA for the Sterling Forecast Office. We haven't had any severe activations in the last week or so. We may get surprised come Monday with all that heat if the boundary layer comes up from the south, as they're not calling for like right now. It could get violent, but other than that, we're not expecting anything weird or marvelous either way. So back to net, W3TDH.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that. And I looked at the very long range. I looked at the 1 week or so forecast, and from what I saw, it says the temperature is going to be 20 to 30% higher than normal, and precipitation is going to be 10 to 20% higher than normal. Given that we just had probably the rainiest spring and not seen in a very long time, I don't even know what 10 or 20% above normal looks like. So, all right, thank you, sir. Let's go to WA3TOI, Mr. Kurt Skywarn, Baltimore. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Marty and the rest of the group? This is WA3TOI. Yeah, Skywarn's been quiet for the last week or so, although in the last month we have had about four activations, including the day that Ellicott City flooded again. New things happening here in Anne Arundel County with Skywarn. We now have a Facebook page, as well as a Yahoo Groups and a group on groups.io. So if anybody's interested in that, look them up and join in. And I'm looking forward to this weekend and next weekend. Got a busy weekend this weekend. Have a crab feast to go to tomorrow. And then Sunday is Father's Day with the ham fest. We're going to get together at the in-laws. And then, of course, next weekend's field day. So anyway, hope to see some of you up at the ham fest Sunday. WA3TOY, back to you, Marty.
All right, very good, Kurt. I can hear that. I can hear that radar. I can hear that pulse radar and its lobes as you're talking. So somebody got that radar turned way up. But that also might be there's some tropo going on tonight too, because it's pretty still out there. All right, very good. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you very, very much. Let's go to Terry. Hello, Terry. I haven't talked to you in a month of Sundays, my friend. KB3RBT, you have anything to add, sir?
Hey, it's good to hear from you, Marty. Yeah, up here in Sparks, Maryland, all's good up here. I just want to say that during the rains and out there in Ellicott City and everything else, it's good to stay in touch with everybody, because what happens up here is different over there, but I love staying in touch with everybody. I'll sign off now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Terry, very much. Oh, the circles are lit around the radar sites. Yeah, Terry, I hear the radar in your place too. So, check your if you go to, this is a good way to do this. I don't know if anyone actually, I think Scott showed us this one evening. Or talked about it. You know, you can tropo ducting on the 2 meter beacons. There's 2 meter beacons, 6 meter beacons. But if you go, hang on a second, folks, it's not letting me do it. Hang on a minute. So if you go and check the radar site in Sterling, and you can find that pretty easily by going to your search engine and entering the letters LWX. That's the identifier for Sterling. Lima Whiskey X-Ray, space Whiskey X-ray. And most of your search engines will bring up the Baltimore, Washington National Weather Service there. And if you look at the composites, or you look at the base, if you see, and I do, there's actually quite a little bloom around Sterling right now. And that's a good sign there might be some ducting going on. And also, there's a nice site too, K12, the letter K, the numbers 1-2, right after K12 space tropo, and it's a high school school that monitors that too. Great place indeed. All right. Oh yeah, that's a good point, Mike. Good point. Yeah, RF failed. in process of putting a new radio on it. Yep, that's what happens. Equipment's always working, and then it breaks again. All right, let's go to Wanda. Hello, Wanda. K-A-3-A-H-I. Wanda, go ahead, please.
Good evening to you, Marty, and to all the check-ins here tonight on EchoLinkNet. Just wanted to stop by, and one thing I could put forth to the group here tonight is I'd like to remind everyone that the Maryland, D.C. section HF Hospital Net is conducted on Wednesday following the third Monday of each month. And it is this Wednesday coming up next week. So all who would like to drop in, say hi, I really would appreciate it. I believe that AB3NA will be net control. I think it's his turn. But if not Justin, someone else will be there, either KC3DSO, Stephen, or myself, KA3AHI. That is on 3820 at 1900 hours. And I'd just like to say hello to John Krill. He's a big supporter in helping us with our hospital drills and exercises, putting up his auto patch for us each and every time. We appreciate that very much. And I have heard some of the call signs in here tonight that have been in the HF net before. So, doing a good job, Marty. It's not the best of conditions, but back to you from KA3AHI.
All right, very good, Wanda. Thank you very much for checking in. Let's go to Rich. Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, Rich here, AB3WR. Missed the first half, just got in around 8:30, so I'm glad I was able to hear the rest of it. And for field day, I'm hoping to bring my grandkids out and expose them to it. So if the weather's good, I think I'll be able to get them there. So with that, I'll just return it back to you, Marty, AB3WR.
All right, very good. Thanks, Rich. Let's go down to, I have on my list here, Kilo Bravo 3, Zulu Whiskey Mike, on the iPhone. There you go. That's the way to do it. Go ahead. Your turn.
Hello, what is this?
Zulu Whiskey Mike, we heard just a few words. Try it again, sir.
Seems like I'm having a little problem with this thing tonight, and I'm just going to sit back here and listen to what's going on. So thank you, sir, very much.
And thank you for joining us this evening. All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC, EchoLink node. I think I've got everybody, but if I missed anyone, then it's your time to speak up now. And the list is always changing, as they say. So anyone I might have missed or has anything for the good of the order, your call sign, please.
Whiskey, India, 3 November.
Whiskey, 3 Tango, Delta Hotel.
WB3IGW.
All right, I have Whiskey, India, 3 November, Whiskey, 3 Delta Tango Hotel, and Whiskey, Bravo, 3 India Golf Whiskey. Let's go to Jim, WI3N, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. And I think we got the thing working finally. Lost the internet, things weren't plugged in right. Anyway, we're back in shape. I just mentioned that the Laurel Amateur Radio Club, if John didn't mention it before, it will be testing at 384 Main Street at the Woman's Club of Laurel tomorrow, and we'll have a little mentoring session afterwards. That's about it for me. Back to net, WI3N.
All right, very good, Jim. Yes, we got that note, but it's always good to have it again. And and it was also mentioned that the technician test or key is going to be changing. So get your techs down there and get them tested. Get them tested. Do it now. Do it now. All right, let's go to W3TDH. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Marty. Want to bring up a question and. You said for the good of the order, the league has been talking about new training coming out available, but they've been talking about it for almost 2 years now, maybe more, and I sure would like to know when they actually plan to put something out available. So if you have any intelligence on that or can direct me to any, I'd appreciate it. Back to NET, W3TDH.
All right. Is that what's training? Are you talking about training for the HAM class training? What training are you talking about?
Aries Emergency Service Training. They've been trying to redo the advanced course anyway for a long time, and I'd just like somebody to look into what the hang-up is and why they can't seem to get that out the door. W3TDH.
All right, I've taken a note, and I will move that up the chain of command. And I got your email address, so I'll send something to you as soon as I hear. All right, let's go to WB3. Thank you, sir. Let's go to WB3IGW.
Thank you, Marty, and good evening to you and everybody else in the conference. This has been the first time I've been on EchoLink in a very long time. So just want to say hi to everybody. And also I'm looking forward to field day with the Maryland Mobileers at Downs Park in Pasadena, Maryland. But I won't be going to Father's Day. I have some plans with the family. So this is WB3IGW. Back to you, Marty.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you indeed. Well, I'll be there, so if you're looking for me, there should be a league table somewhere up there. They'll set it up for me, and I'll be standing around, and hopefully we'll see Tom and several other staffs up there, too. Let's go to Milford, November 3, Whiskey, Yankee, Golf. I can't do it, Milford. I'm sorry. I just don't have I don't have that radio voice, sir. Go ahead. Your turn.
Oh, there you are. I got the microphone on the phone, so I'm in good shape. Yeah, this is November 3, Whiskey, Yankee, Golf. Not much for the net. I just wanted to check in and give my name on board. I tried it through the GXW repeater, and it indicated that I wasn't being heard, so I thought, well, I'll go over to my trusty Android, and by joy, they get through. So I'll pass it back. Marty, you're doing a grand job, sir, and look forward to maybe getting together a little later on. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie.
Okay, Milford, thank you very much. And I'm just going to tell you folks, this is very, very important. It's important to you, very important to you. Feedback is necessary. So improvements need to be made. And it is the path that we go forward. Our lessons learned helps us do that. Feedback from you to those who are handling the flow of information, the news, the EchoLink, the nets, flow of information. You are the situational awareness of amateur radio. When a disaster occurs, you will be the situational awareness guru. You are there. You are there. So make sure that when you're not doing the emergency and you're having a good time doing amateur radio, make sure the feedback continues. And as I've been saying recently, amateur radio is a hobby. Emergency communications is not. So let's continue to do that. Okay, that pretty much puts us about 6 minutes over time here. I'm not going to let anybody get an alibi here because I've got to run. But thank you all for joining. We had 37 stations identify themselves this evening, and thank you all for coming and joining us. And look forward to seeing you at the next HamFest if I'm not being deployed somewhere for another disaster. And I'll see some of you on field day. So continue on. Good luck. Be safe. 7-3's all. This is KB3MXM. The Maryland DC Section EchoLink Conference is now closed on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC. Good night, all.
Am I making it into the machine? WB3KAS.
Jim, is that you? Not the first time, but I got you now, man. I got you now, brother. Go ahead. WB3KAS. Go ahead, sir.
Roger that. Well, this is my first time trying to check in, so we don't have the local repeaters running on the EchoLink down here, so the best I can do is a 440 machine up in Silver Spring. So anyway, we got back the Wednesday night from the Plano HamFest. They had wonderful forums to ship through, very nice crowd. a lot of camaraderie, and everybody's all kind of hyped up for Field Day coming up. It's very, very interesting. So it takes a couple of days to get things turned around here, go get the mail, etc. Get that on email. For Field Day, Rhonda and Ted, W3YR from Hartford County, the three of us are going to be touring the seven counties. Also, we're going to make a trip up to the Northeast and perhaps over to Washington County for dinner, and then help pick up some of these sites on the way home. So that's the story here from Brandywine. Let me see you all, and very good evening, Marty. WB3KAS.
Okay, Jim, thank you. That's Jim, WB3KAS, Maryland, D.C., Section Emergency Coordinator, doing a... doing a yeoman's job and taking all of that information I talked about earlier from our ARES teams and their leadership and getting it all put together for the report to the league and also the report to us. So thanks again, Jim. Welcome back. I'm glad you and Wanda are safe here back at home. And I sent you some emails to answer some of your questions. We'll get together, I hope, very soon. All right, folks, that's it for the night. And enjoy the absolutely pleasant evening. And there's some pretty nice night skies out there. And if you happen to be a stargazer, there's some planets out too. Take out your binoculars and enjoy the view. And take a friend. 73's all. KB3MXM. Clear.
Yep. If you look to the west, you see Venus and the crescent moon setting into the horizon. KB3JQQ.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Clear. QRT.
In Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.